tuned into X-Ray FM. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning. Tom Hartman's coming up in a few minutes. We just heard from Street Roots Radio, weekly program here on X-Ray. Let me get that in line, huh? That's better. You can hear Street Roots every Wednesday morning here on X-Ray FM 845. You can find all the episodes as well on our website, xray.fm. Just head on over to the shows tab. You can listen through all of them or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform, whatever that happens to be. This is X-Ray FM KXRY Portland, 91.1 and 107.1 FM in Portland, 91.7 FM in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach out on the coast, and online everywhere at xray.fm. My name's Chase. It's been a pleasure to have you here this morning. Stay tuned. The Tom Hartman program is coming up in just a few moments. Before we do that, we're going to hear from 2025 talks following Democracy in America. They say democracy in these historic times. I feel right. All right. Thanks for tuning in. I will not be back tomorrow, but you'll get news with my fiance at this same time. It's a great program, so hopefully you tune in for that. And stay locked here all day on X-Ray. It's great programming throughout the day on the station. Thanks so much for tuning in. Radio is yours.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Well, I was extremely disappointed and frankly angry on a much grander scale. It has an effect.
Steve Hunt of the North Dakota Sheriffs and Deputies Association says he shares the frustration of many in law enforcement about federal Homeland Security listing multiple jurisdictions as migrant sanctuaries. Hunt says a lot were listed incorrectly, and more broadly, police and immigration actions shouldn't be politicized. DHS took the list down after sharp criticism from the National Sheriffs Association. Meanwhile, Connecticut lawmakers have updated the state's Trust Act, reinforcing limits on cooperation between local police and federal immigration officials. The legislation was weakened over fears of White House retaliation. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem says the federal government is detaining the family of the man charged in Sunday's firebomb attack on Jewish demonstrators in Colorado.
We're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
The suspect, Mohammed Sabri Suleiman, faces federal hate crime charges. He stayed in the U.S. after his tourist visa expired and reportedly shouted "Free Palestine" before throwing incendiary devices into a crowd. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has left Donald Trump's White House and is now blasting his One Big Beautiful Bill as a disgusting abomination that adds trillions in debt. Musk says it would undo his work to cut the government. Trump ally Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene voted for the bill, but she says she didn't know it would strip states of the right to regulate artificial intelligence, a provision she opposes. The bill passed the House by a single vote. Pennsylvania disability advocates say they oppose its cuts to Medicaid. The program provides health coverage to more than a fifth of the state's population, including nearly 750,000 people with disabilities. Josie Badger is a business owner and a foster mother.
I have 24 our care. I could not get out of bed every day without that care, let alone work, have a business, be a foster mom, own a home, any of that.
In Tennessee, cancer advocacy groups joined others to rally outside Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn's office in opposition. Maddie Michael with the American Cancer Society says cuts to TennCare would mean delayed diagnosis and lower survival rates.
Without this insurance and without access to this care, there will be late-term diagnoses for cancer, which are more costly to the patients, more costly to the state, and have lower survival rates, unfortunately.
Trump has formally asked Congress to rescind more than $1 billion in funding for public broadcasting, accusing NPR and PBS of bias. NPR CEO Catherine Mayer warned the cuts would have a particularly bad impact on rural communities, where 1 in 5 lacks access to other local news. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's also Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a few minutes for the entire hour, taking your calls, middays with Mark.